This week our buzzer goes off. We had a FedEx guy in, and I come out the door. I'm kind of friendly with the guy whenever I see him, so he's coming up the steps with our package. I say, "How you doing?" He goes, "3 years, 7 months." "What are you talking about? Retirement?" "Yeah. I feel bad for the guys with 10 or 15 years to go, though." "Yeah, me too." So it got me to thinking. One, not the topic tonight, but if you're that miserable, why not find a way to change? Seriously? You're going to wait 10 or 15 years for retirement? And then you're going to be happy? But the other thing it got me thinking of is future focus. This habit we seem to have of future focus. You know, the average person gets up in the morning and they're hectically getting themselves ready with a whole focus on leaving for work or what they have to do. And they get in their car and they're all stressed about holdups and traffic and with a focus on arriving at work or arriving where they have to be while driving. And they get to work, they get settled, and the focus is on while you're doing this, doing that, sometimes not doing what you're supposed to be. But your focus is on the clock and that break coming up, or when you're getting the lunch, or 5 o'clock, or that time you leave, whatever that is. Some people 6, 7, 8, who knows how late. But focusing there while doing what you're supposed to be doing. Then that time comes, where's the focus? Traffic again, now you're in traffic, you're in the car, getting hungry, thinking of dinner. Finally get there, get home, have that dinner in front of you, now where's your focus? Gotta get to those TV shows. Get late, can't miss my show. And finally, when you turn into bed, what's the focus? Thinking about, worrying about tomorrow. Gotta get up and do it all again. This whole focus on next, what's next, rather than what's now. Just being, always doing and focusing on next, not being now. Why do we do this? There's a story of a general who was leading his soldiers through this treacherous terrain in the mountains. He was avoiding the main roads, avoiding any roads, because he wanted to avoid an ambush. That was a really hot summer. And the cloudless sky has no mercy. And these soldiers are soaking wet. Heat coming off the stone that they're climbing through. And they're losing it. They're losing the will to go on. And little by little, they start slowing down, and eventually the whole march is halted. The soldiers start to ask, "We didn't get any food, we didn't get any water all morning. We're soaking wet, we're exhausted. A couple guys even fainted." And this general is fairly wise. He sees, well, there's no way we're going to be able to go to battle like this. In fact, we may die of thirst. They haven't come across any water. It's been so dry, such a dry summer. So he lets them all rest, as they're already all over the ground. And he goes to his two strongest soldiers, and he sends them out to scout for water. It doesn't take too long before they return with the bad news. No water. Even where there were streams, they're all dried up. It's like a desert out there. So the men overhear this. They're getting more and more concerned, even for their lives. So the general kicks his horse and goes up on a hill so he can see a little further. And he sees it's true. There is no water anywhere. What am I going to do about my men? And he looks and he looks and he sees off in the distance this cool plum forest. And he realizes, if we could get there, that should do it. So he goes back down to the soldiers and he tells them, I found water. Let's go. We're ready to go. He points his whip out. Let's go. Onward. And they say, what? You crazy? The scout said there's no water. We can't go on. We're done. There's a wonderful, cool plum forest not far from here. We can make it. We can get there. Imagine the sweet and sour plums. Imagine how good that would taste and how that would quench your thirst. We could be feasting on this by evening. And all the men say, wow, they start picturing this. They start picturing the plums in their hands and their mouths start to salivate. And they start getting up and finding energy and they start right back to marching. They feel exhilarated. They're ready to go now because they have hope. See, that's the thing. Why we have this habit of next when we're suffering, when we're going through hard times, we need meaning to continue. We need hope, some reason to continue forward. But that's when things are real bad. Why then do we still have this habit, really, that our day-to-day lives are suffering? Why do we have this habit of, let's just get this over with? Something we're doing that we have to do, and maybe we really don't want to, let's just get it over with. Whatever that is that you're trying to get over with, whatever it is you're doing, you're taking the life out of it. You're destroying that experience, you're making it worse. You're stealing your own energy, your own life force with an attitude like that. Because you already know you have to. Why not get into it? Make the most of that. Why not? You have to do it anyway. You can do it with a good attitude. You can do it with a bad attitude. That is your choice. But you have to do it. But we have a habit. Get through this so I can get to, then I'll be happy. Remember that. Always then, not now. When this then I'll be happy. Is that really the best way for us to live? How about when we're going through hard times, tough times, and we say, I just want to get back to my life. I just want to get back to my life. I don't understand that. As long as you're still breathing, this is your life. There's nothing to get back to. Maybe you feel you want to get back to the things you think you want. But ultimately, whatever it is your life. This is what you're doing. Good, bad, however you see it. However you spend your time. Your time is your life. So getting back to, getting to something down the road, very interesting. Why not make the most of this experience? How can you respond better? How does this experience shape you? Can you grow from it? Can you learn from it in some way? With the right attitude or perspective, you can learn from anything. You can make any experience special. And every moment counts. There's too much of future focus. Future focus. There's another story. This is a good one. There's a man in the forest gathering wood. And as he's picking up and working on the wood, he looks up and he's eye to eye with a ferocious tiger. What do you do? He takes the wood in his hands and he just throws at the tiger, and he turns and runs. And he's bounding over rocks and around trees and through thorn bushes, and he feels the hot air of the tiger coming up behind him, and he feels the tip of the claw on his shirt, and he just sees he's coming to a cliff, and he just happens to see a vine within reach, and he grabs the vine and he just jumps. And he holds that vine and it just takes him out of reach, hanging by that vine on the face of the mountain, on the cliff, over the side, with the tiger up above him, still wanting his meal. And for a moment he feels relieved. At least I don't have that tiger to deal with. And he's hanging there, and he's looking around, and he looks down, and he sees this tail wagon. There's another tiger at the bottom of the cliff. And he's hanging by this vine, and he sees the other tiger, and he feels a little vibration on the vine. So he looks up. Now he sees two mice, one dark as night, one light as day, nibbling on the vine. Well, this is a heck of a predicament to be in. He looks around, what am I supposed to do? But his eye catches a glimpse, the reflection from the sun on a moist strawberry growing out from a crack in the face of the cliff. So he reaches for that strawberry, hanging by one hand on the vine, and he plucks it, and he puts it in his mouth. And that was the greatest tasting strawberry he ever had. We don't know if he dies, that's where the story ends. But here's the thing. What's behind, gone. What's in front, looks bad, but we're not sure. I mean, the tiger could get spooked, could get bored if you hold long enough, some distraction. You might even just get lucky and land right on him and break his back or injure him in some way where you get away. It's still in the future. But in that moment, you find a way to enjoy it. Because in that moment, this moment, now, is the only time you can make any decisions. It's the only time you can do anything. I'll paraphrase Emerson. What's behind us and what's before us is nothing compared to what's inside us. And what's inside us is how we think. It's how we face hard times, but also regular times. It's how we face our day-to-day lives. You never know what's going to bring what thought to your mind. What's going to lead to a topic on a Thursday night? But I remember that FedEx guy coming up those steps. 3 years, 7 months. Do you have a countdown too? What happens then? I don't know answers for anyone. That's important to know. We come here on a Thursday night to try to think a little more, to get a bit of a boost, to get out of the same old thinking. I find those who come more consistently, they tell me, they get more out of it. They're getting that philosophical side. It's not just physical. So, by coming together and hearing some ideas that are really coming from ancient ideas, I certainly didn't make up those stories. Those are very old stories I heard coming up. But one thing is, oh, that's a nice story. Oh, that's a nice quote. And then just going back to what you've been doing all along. No change. 3 years, 7 months. Still got 3 years, 7 months to go. Nice quote, but I still got 3 years, 7 months to go. To go where? You've heard before, wherever you go, there you are. If you're the person who's suffering now, living your day-to-day life, you think if you don't have to go to work, the work that you despise, apparently, and you can't wait to end, do you think you're going to suddenly be happy when you retire and you don't have to go to that place? These ones he's worried about 10 or 15 years later. 10 or 15 years older. Are you going to have the kind of energy you do in 15 years? We have to make the most of now. Because when we get then, it's now. And you know what the worst part is? When you get to the top, you get to that retirement dinner, you get past there, and you go home, and you just, is that all there is? Because when that day comes, that moment that you question, you're going to still have future focus. Because you're going to think, now what do I do? Will you suddenly sit down at a meal and actually taste it? Smell it? Realize and pay attention to the textures of the different food? Are you suddenly going to do that because you're retired and you're not in a rush when you're having your breakfast, for example? Or in the evening? Are you going to give up your TV now and go out for a walk in the park and enjoy the day? What's really going to be different after retirement? Most people don't live very long after retirement. Why is that? The real question is, were they living before? Because the job, the work, the things you needed to do, gives you purpose. I have to do this. This is what I do. And when you don't have that definition anymore, now what? It's still you without that. You know, what do you do? I'm a carpenter. What do you do? I'm retired. Oh, so what do you do with your time? See, the carpenter makes a picture of what you do. I'm retired. Okay, so what do? Are you sailing every day? Are you hiking, playing tennis, golf? Are you golfing now? Yeah, a lot of people get into things like that, but a lot of people don't. They think they're going to lie around and do nothing. That doesn't work. In fact, it works against you. Just like we teach here, we have to get up every morning and loosen up. We have to make an effort to feel alive, not just keep breathing. Make an effort to feel alive. That means make an effort in your life. You loosen up, you feel good, now go do something, get involved with something, hopefully that you enjoy, hopefully that has meaning for you. Because if you don't, you're just watching time go by and getting older, getting stiffer, getting a little more aches and pains, and wondering, is this all there is? Any moment, go for a walk, take a look around. If you can make those habits now, what I taught even in recent weeks, go out, walk, feel the ground under your feet. Smell the scents in the air. Moving sense meditation. Hear, what do you hear? Sit in nature and listen. You want to make these habits now. Because if you make these habits now, you make your practice all the time. You're not looking for next because you realize there's so much going on right now. There's so much going on right now. Just pay attention. Life can be incredible. You can have a very different experience walking the same streets, driving the same car, doing the same job, just by waking up. Open your eyes and your ears and your mind. The problem with future focus is you forget now. You're so busy looking forward, you don't look around. Our practice is about looking around, paying more attention, feeling life, challenging yourself, doing something you're afraid of. Because what happens to the average person? They don't think a lot for themselves. They follow the masses, looking forward to retirement. Don't know what to do. Looking for guidance, looking for something other than zoning out in front of the TV and really not paying attention to what is going on in the world around them and within their own families. You know, it's one thing to ignore the big picture, political world, the government, all those things. What about your own family? If you have children, do you really look in their eyes and listen to what they like, don't like, want to do, don't want to do, time they want with you? Or are you just too busy? You know, you can be busy, but you got to find the time. And that time, you've heard before, quality time. Again, nice to hear. Yeah, that's nice. But what is it? What defines quality time? So much don't have enough time. We know that. We don't have enough time. But the time you do have, because we all have 24 hours, the time you do have, how do you make it quality? When you're off, when you don't have to do something, you're doing what you want to do, how do you make that quality time? Ultimately, you have to answer. But it would be nice if we could make it quality time, whether it's something we have to do or whether it's something we want to do. It can all be quality time. Because what happens when you pay more attention? What happens when you value every moment? You develop a new habit. You stop the future focus. And your attention goes to this present moment. And what happens is you develop a skill of paying attention to this moment, of enjoying this moment, of actually communicating with the person you're with now, actually listening to them and trying to understand their perspective rather than putting out yours only. You focus on yours only. It's very empty because you have a limited experience. You're one person. No matter how much you think you know, you're one person. You will expand exponentially when other people, you take in what their experiences are. Watch. Watch how you respond in conversations. Watch how you judge, how you label. We all do it. Some are aware of it, some are not. That's what we're trying to develop, that awareness. Because with awareness, we can change. We're not aware. You always jump down someone's throat because they do something you don't like and you're not even aware of that. How could it ever get corrected? It won't. And many say as you get older, it only gets worse. Your judgmental attitude, your labels, all these things, thinking one culture is better than another, the one you grew up in is always the best. Who's right? When you realize nobody's right, maybe you'll have a little peace. Because you grew up this way, someone else grew up another way. Are you not interested? You could be. And it might actually expand your horizons a little bit, open your mind. Why do you see things that way? Oh, that's interesting. Rather than wanting to force your perspective, you listen to theirs and give it a moment. Think about it a little bit. Interesting. And maybe there's a third person, another perspective. Really? You think that? Huh. That's how you see that? And they could be just as sure as you think you are. That can erase a lot of certainty. Because life is just experience. We've got to get that in our heads. Time is your life. How much do you want to waste? When we come in here, we get a little talk or we have a Q&A, and we sit and do nothing, right? We sit and do nothing. And most of your, I see a lot of the same faces week after week. So some of you value that time. And I appreciate that. Because it's a lot harder to get up short of the time we complete it when there's others around. You're by yourself. You could run a timer. You could do that. See, when you're by yourself, you could get up, you cheat. You just, that's enough. I got too much to do. I can't sit here and do this. The problem is, you're doing all these other things and you're letting your mind just run around chaotically. You're not getting it under your control. It's not your mind. So value doing nothing. Just being. Running the timer by yourself. You have to make this attitude of, I'm not getting up, I'm not moving, no matter what. That's it. Make a decision, be done with it, wait till the timer goes off. And while your mind's kicking around, it's like, oh, I can't do it anymore. A little more. A few more seconds. Just a little more. Gong. Before you know it, the gong will go off. But what's interesting in that inner battle, while it's going on, remember, you go off the focal point, you come back. You go off the focal point, you come back. Well, a lot of times we argue with ourselves too. You have to catch that. And just, okay, a little longer. And that little longer sometimes feels like just a few seconds, but it could be much longer. You don't realize. You lose track of time. Your mind gets more quiet and you lose track of time. And all of a sudden, what felt like too long is over. You go, well, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I could do that again tomorrow. And you make a new habit. Less noise, less signals coming from someone else's ideas, meaning TV shows, movies, even music. Yeah, have your time, enjoy, but make your time also to develop your mind, your self-control. When you have that, maybe you can work the job, excuse me, maybe you can work the job that you are so miserable with now, and suddenly that same job doesn't seem so miserable. Somehow you're seeing it a little differently. You know, I look at this FedEx example, UPS, and packages every day. They got to deliver so many packages. They got to stay on time. They got to deliver so much per hour. But here's the thing. Would you rather sit in a cubicle? Would that be a better job? You're out. You're on the road. You're moving. You're shaking. You're doing things, right? Your blood's moving. You're going up and down stairs. Yeah, it's hard. But it's harder to sit in a little space and do your little work and just have your body degenerate from lack of. Unless you've got that discipline to do your exercise, loosen up your body, do all those good things. You know, 60% of this country is obese. So there you go. That guy running around, you can very quickly change your perspective. You can think about all the people who are not working and wish they had a job. Change that mind. Because you realize or recognize that future focus isn't going to serve you now. You may never make it to 3 years, 7 months. So all your energy and focus and hope in the future was a waste. You lost all that time that you weren't here now enjoying this world as you live it, not this imaginary future. Because you don't know what could happen then. You could pass on. You could get in a car accident. You could have lost a leg. You could be crippled in some way. You could be anything. You have no idea. Be careful what you hope for. You can't wait for 3 years, 7 months to be over. Who knows what those days are going to be like? You might be looking back and start wishing. Now, what could be more torturous than that? looking back on your life and saying what you woulda, shoulda, and coulda done. All of us have this chance now. Now is the only time. Let's go to meditation.